Shalom uvracha, Rabbeisai. Hope you're all well. The topic I'd like to speak about this evening is paying people who work for you on Shabbos. Schar Shabbos. It is a shaila which often comes up, and there are two classic scenarios. One of them is paying a yid. If you have a yid who's working for you on Shabbos, yes, it could be that they are a waiter. It could be that they are a babysitter. Or a tutor, or a chazan. Yeah, it could be someone is giving someone a private lessons, a private rebbe. Yeah, so a rov. Also, yeah, halavai. So, Baruch Hashem. So, the first shaila is paying a yid on Shabbos. And the second shaila is paying someone who's not Jewish if they've worked for you on Shabbos. For example, also, it could be anybody who's worked for you, a waiter, or a cleaner in under certain circumstances, or even sometimes a taxi driver. If a person has to take a taxi, sometimes to hospital for chadoyme on Shabbos. So how does one go about paying these people? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Vov, Sif Dalet and Sif Hei discusses this. And this is the halacha of Sechar Shabbos. And it's based on a Rashi in Kesubas, Daf Samach Dalet. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Hasoich esapoyol, if a person hires a worker, and the example that the Shulchan Aruch is using is they're hiring them to guard your zoroim, to guard your seeds, or something else. Einoi noisen lo ischar Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay them. You're not allowed to pay a worker who's done work for you on Shabbos, forbidden to do that. That's Schar Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, and the Ramah says that if you've hired him for a month, then that's going to be okay, and we'll discuss exactly why. And the basic principle is like this. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that it's in Sifkoton, Tes Vov, Tes Zayin, that it's a gezerah because of Mekach u'Memka. We know that you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Why can't you do business on Shabbos? In case you come to write. In case you come to write. So part of this decree, B'Pashtus, part of this decree, even if I'm not actually doing business, I'm not buying or selling, is that I'm not allowed to take payment for the for services which I've done on Shabbos. Even if these services are permitted services, I haven't violated Shabbos as a yid, I haven't violated Shabbos by doing it, I'm not allowed to take payment. Now, who is the prohibition on? Is it on the employer or on the employee? Is it on the giver or the taker? Who is the one who has violated this problem of Schar Shabbos if payment is given? So, the Pashtus in Achronim is that it's on the Makabel, it's on the one who's taking it, it's on the employee, on the worker. He is not allowed to receive money for services rendered. However, of course, the Noisein, the giver, has the problem of Lifnei Iver, of putting a stumbling block in front of the blind, so to speak, by actually being the one who is facilitating that he should take the Schar Shabbos, that he should take the payment. What comes out, therefore, is when it comes to paying a non-Jew for some services which they have done on Shabbos. Now, the non-Jew doesn't have any issa of Schar Shabbos. He's not mitzuva. He's not obligated that he's not allowed to take payment. So therefore, as far as a yid goes, it would seem at a cursory glance that you should be allowed to pay a non-Jew for work that they have done for you on Shabbos, somehow on Shabbos to be able to pay them. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Tof Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkoten Hey, says that there is still a problem with paying a non-Jew on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's Uvdin Dechoyol. So he says, Osa Likrei Ho'akum Levesoy Ulaharis Lehamois Shiikach Ba'atzma. You can't tell that non-Jew to come over here, and here's where I've left some money for you. I'll call upon him Uvdin Dechoyol. Yeah, that would be a sort of a weekday activity. So often we hear that people leave some money aside for a cleaner to come and take it or something like that on Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that is going to be forbidden because of Uvda Dechoyol. Now, there is Rav Yaakov Emden in his Sefer Moreh Katziah over here, who allows this. He says it's not considered uvdav d'chayil if a non-Jew comes and takes money from an envelope that you have, or if a person's going into hospital and they've got some money in an envelope and the non-Jew comes and takes it from them. He says that's not uvdav d'chayil and he allows it. So it's a machlokes over here between the Mishnah Berurah, mainstream halacha, and this shitta of the Moru Ketzia, whether you can ask a non-Jew to come in and to just take some money which has been set aside. Now, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, who says it's forbidden to elect to do that, I saw the Rav Yosef Kushner in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos Ba'olam HaMischa V'HaSokim on page 115. He says that it's only uvdav d'chayil if you tell the non-Jew on a Shabbos, come over here and I've set money aside for you and take it. If, however, you tell the non-Jew before Shabbos, that you should know, I've got an envelope in the kitchen cupboards behind the mugs. Yeah. So and when you finish your work on Shabbos, if you want to take it, you can take it. So then in this sefer, he says that's actually okay, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so poshut, but it's a very, very good rationale, a very, very good svara over here, because I'm not doing anything which is uvdav d'chayil on Shabbos. I've told him before Shabbos. I don't have to stop the non-Jew from actually taking it on Shabbos. Okay, that's with regards to paying a non-Jewish worker. Yeah, so we see that I'm not allowed to actually, of course, pay them on Shabbos. I should be paying them after Shabbos, or I should be paying them before Shabbos. Hatzolah over here, if a person needs to go to hospital on Shabbos, Hatzolah has an account, I think it's with Midway taxis, and just have to sort it out with them after Shabbos. They understand that that someone's going to foot the bill, and then you pay Hatzolah back afterwards. So really, you shouldn't be paying them on Shabbos. Are you allowed to leave the envelope? So again, Mishnah Berurah says no. Moru Ketzia says yes, and even according to the Mishnah Berurah, this Rav Yosef Kushner, he wants to say that it's okay if you tell the non-Jew before Shabbos that the envelope is going to be left. What about a Jewish worker on Shabbos? If I have a babysitter on Shabbos or a private tutor or something like that, what is the story over here? We've just seen that the Shulchan Aruch says Schar Shabbos, they're not allowed to take any payment for the job they did on Shabbos, and that Schar Shabbos refers not just to accepting the payments on Shabbos, but even to accepting payment after Shabbos or before Shabbos. I'm not allowed to receive payment for a job which I did actually on Shabbos. So what are the solutions? There are four main solutions. The first one is called Havla'ah. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Vov, Sif Dalet, says that you're allowed to give the person or to accept a lump sum. But Havla'ah really means it's swallowed up. Yeah, that you're not just paying them for services rendered on Shabbos, but you're paying them for a job which they did on Shabbos and during the weekday. So that's called Havla'ah. And it has to be a lump sum for something which they did on Shabbos and during the week. Even if a majority of it was done on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Kafalef over here, that if you have someone who's working for you the whole of Shabbos, he should do some work for you just before Shabbos and just after Shabbos. And that way, when you pay him, you're just paying him this lump sum and he's done some work before and after Shabbos. Does it have to be both before Shabbos and after Shabbos? No, Minchas Shlomo in Beis Lamed Hei Tes says that it could be also just a little bit before Shabbos or some work after Shabbos. It doesn't have to be actually before Shabbos and after Shabbos. So that's one solution, Bahavlor. Second solution is that if there's preparatory work which is done before Shabbos, and then you're paying them not just for the service which they've done on Shabbos, but also for the preparation that they did before Shabbos. You're paying them for both. So the Shailas HaTshuvas Yaskil Avdi, Zion, Yud Tes, and also the Aruch HaShulchan here in Shin Vov, they speak about a Rov who prepares his drosha during the week, and so to a Bal Keira who prepares his drosha, who prepares his laning before Shabbos. So because you're not actually paying them for the work that they've done on Shabbos by itself, you're also preparing them for their preparatory work before Shabbos. A third solution is a solution, the Noedib Yehuda Maradura Tanino, Simon Kaf Vov speaks about, and he says if the payment isn't just for the service which you've done on Shabbos, but it also is a payment for the expenses incurred, so then you're allowed to receive that payment as a lump sum. So it's not because of work I've done before Shabbos, but because of expenses that I've incurred as well because of this service performed on Shabbos. So according to this, if you rent out your room just for Shabbos, you rent a room for Shabbos, it even applies to rentals. You're renting a room, the guy comes there just before Shabbos, he leaves straight away Motzei Shabbos. Surely it would be Schar Shabbos if I'm accepting payment from this room rental. So the answer, the solution would be that since... there are expenses such as lighting the room, such as heating the room, and the landlord is going to be having to pay. He's going to have to pay for the light and for the heat as well. So therefore, he's charging not just for the service of you using my room, I'm charging you for the service of using my room, and also the expenses which are incurred as a result of that. Because what you're doing, correct, but it's the chiluk is that it's not a service. It's not that I'm providing you a service. It's that I've got my expenses over here, and therefore I'm allowed to charge for my expenses. And so it's also it's like this idea of havlah. I'm paying again a lump sum. So it's always a lump sum, either by havlah because of what you did during the week as well, or because of preparatory work he did during the week, right? Not just he actually did the job during the week and on Shabbos, but preparatory work. Or the third one so far is because of these expenses incurred. And according to this, you can pay for someone to tutor, even if it's just on Shabbos. If it requires some special preparation before Shabbos, or he has to buy some specialized teaching material, then that would also be okay. A final solution over here is a voluntary gift. Let's say you have the Baal Peira, and the Baal Peira always leaves it till Friday night. It's a long winter Friday night. He knows he's got many hours to do it. He's not actually preparing during the week. He's not laning during the week. He doesn't have any expenses incurred. So what's going to be to pay the Baal Peira? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Vov, Sifkot and Kaftal, it says that what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to give a gift. So what you're allowed to do is you can say to somebody, please come and work for me. You can say a babysitter, please come, I just want you on Shabbos, the kid's going to be asleep, I just want you to come for 2 hours Friday night. He's doing nothing, he or she is doing nothing during the week at all. So it's no havlah. There's no preparatory work that's needed. There are no expenses incurred. So what can you do to pay them for what service is rendered just on Shabbos? You can give them, you can tell them, look, I can't pay you for your work on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, yeah, after Shabbos, you can give them a voluntary gift, and it should be clear to both of them, to both parties, that this is a gift and not actual payment. One final point is that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Vov, Sif Hei, it brings a machlekes. If someone is hired for a mitzvah, let's say it's a chazan or a Baal Keira, it's for a mitzvah. Are you allowed to take payment? Are you allowed to take Schar Shabbos if it's for a mitzvah? Does Schar Shabbos also apply this prohibition on taking payment if it's for a mitzvah? And the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions over here, whether it is or isn't allowed. And he says, even according to those who say that it is allowed, a person won't see Simon Bracha from their earnings. So therefore, we should use one of the other solutions. So again, when it comes to the paying the non-Jew on Shabbos, we discussed whether you can or cannot leave the envelope in place for them. And when it comes to paying a Jew for work which they did on Shabbos, we spoke about Havlo'ah, we spoke about the preparatory work, expenses incurred, and the voluntary gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that all the things that we need to be done, the Kovod Shabbos Kodesh should all be done, whoever it is who's doing them, and they should all be done, Behidur Rav, so we should have tremendous Kovod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos.